So let's review. In the previous daf, Rebbe said that the light of the moon is straight, while the rays of the sun are diffused and spread out towards the earth. Rebbe Avohu explains that Rebbe learns this from the pasuk in Tehillim, "Labnatzeach aliyolas hashachar." Just like the horns of an ayala spread out from side to side, so too the rays of the sun spread out as they light up the earth. In Maseches Megillah, the Gemara says that this chapter is referring to Esther Amalka. The Gemara elaborates further on the comparison of Esther Amalka to Ayolas HaShachar. Ma Shachar Sev Kala Laila, Af Esther Sev Kala Nisim. Just as the morning signifies the end of the night, so to Esther Amalka and the miracle of Purim signifies the last of the famous miracles which occurred at night and were written down in the Megillah for posterity. Or, Ma Ayala Zu, Kozman Shemagedeles Karneho Mafzilois, Af Tzadikim Kozman Shemabrim Betfilo, Tfilos Nishmas. Just as the horns of the Ayala continue to grow and add strength and power to the Ayala, so too by an abundance of prayers of tzaddikim, the tefillah is strengthened and eventually answered by Hashem. The Gemara now elaborates on that which the Mishnah said, that it was important to determine if daybreak had arrived, for if the carpet tumid was brought at night, it is possible. The Gemara here adds that this is true as well for Melika Sa'if and for Kemitzas Mincha, both of which, if performed at night, are invalid. The Gemara asks, why can't they simply return the kmitza into the original mincha and redo the kmitza when daytime arrives? The answer is, as soon as the first kmitza was done at night and put into a kli sharis, it becomes kaidish even though the carbon is pasul, and thus makes the rest of the mincha to be considered shirayim and cannot be undone. The Gemara questions this rule from a braisa, which states that a carbon which needs to be brought during the day can only become kodesh in the kli sharis during the day, which seems to contradict what we just taught. The Gemara answers, Dilma ain't a kodesh li kariv of a kodesh li pasul. Perhaps it does not become kodesh to be valid to be sacrificed on the mizbeach, but it does become kodesh enough to become pasul. The Gemara questions this as well from a case of lechem apanim, which was placed on the shulchan not in its proper time, for example on a weekday, which the Braisa says does not become pasul. The Gemara answers, Laila im mechus hazman, yoyim mechus hazman. The night before a carbon is to be brought is not considered mechus hazman. It is the zman of the carbon because the night is part of the next day. The reason it cannot be brought is because of b'yim tzavayse, which teaches that all carbonas must be brought during the daytime. Therefore, in the case of the mincha, which can be brought the next morning, the kemitza becomes niskadish b'kleli pasul. However, yom mechus hazman, a carbon brought a day or more before it is fit to be brought, is mechus hazman, because it's before its time. Therefore, in the case of the lechem apanim placed on the shulchan during the week, loy niskadish b'kli l'pasul, it does not become niskadish at all. According to this reasoning, however, if left on the shulchan until the next Shabbos, it should become kodesh l'pasul Friday night, when it's no longer mechus hazman, as explained regarding the mincha. The Gemara offers two terutzim. Indeed, it must be removed before Friday night and is placed on the shulchan again Shabbos day. Or, even if not removed, it does not become kodesh l'pasul Friday night, because kivin shesidra shaloike mitzvasei nasi kamoi shesidra hakoif. Since the lechem apanim was placed at the wrong time, it was as if shesidra koif, a monkey placed it there, in which case it's not considered a sidur, and it does not become niskadish at all. Rashi adds, however, that on Shabbos day, the lechem apanim must be removed and then placed on the shulchan again to perform the avodah of sidur lechem apanim. The kmitza taken at night, however, does become niskadish b'kli l'pasul, because the night before is not considered mechus hazman, as explained earlier.